April is a month the auto industry is going to want to forget. The industry is likely to see its lowest sales since records began in 1976. Stay-at-home orders have shuttered car dealerships in many parts of the country since March. And joining us now is Michelle Krebs, who's an executive analyst for Cox Automotive in Detroit. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So, first of all, who is buying cars right now?
Well, an assortment of people, because despite how low car sales are, there are still buyers. First of all, there are always those buyers that absolutely need a car. And that's people, you know, that may have a breakdown or an accident. People who are doing deliveries, and there are a lot of deliveries these days. So we're seeing strong sales for delivery vans, for example, and pickup trucks. People are buying pickup trucks. And part of it is because we're seeing people who are very attracted to the 0% 84-month deals that are out there.
And are there a lot of those? If you want to buy a car right now, you can get 0% interest for 80 months?
You can get 0% 84 months from mostly the domestic manufacturers, so from General Motors, Ford, Fiat Chrysler. Toyota's got it on a couple vehicles. There are a few others. It was the domestics that really kicked it into gear right after the COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic.
And that's just because they've got to get the cars off the lot or what?
This was a trick they'd learned from the Great Recession. People really are attracted to 0% financing. Yes, they want to keep their dealers in business. They want to keep sales going. You know, right now, they're not running their plants, so they're trying to keep dealers in business.
And in terms of the dealerships themselves, many of them are closed. Is it possible to even test drive a car right now?
There are some states that dealerships are allowed to stay open. But what we are seeing is something that consumers have wanted for a long time, to do the deal online and have the dealer deliver the vehicle to them for the test drive or ultimately to do the purchase. So we're seeing a lot of that. In fact, consumers are very much favoring vehicles that they can buy mostly online.
Well, and the last time that I went online in search of a car, I have to say that it wasn't that easy. The websites are not as easy as like going on and buying, you know, a new shirt or something like that. Is the online car market up to date and ready to handle this influx?
Well, there have been dealers doing it for some time, and everybody's been moving in that direction. This crisis just speeded it up. And when we do consumer surveys, that's exactly what they tell us they want. So we're not going back, I can tell you that.
And what about inventory? What is the impact of plants closing down all over the world due to the coronavirus?
Well, plants all over the world are pretty much closed. They started opening in China and Europe, and we will be starting those up here in North America over the next month. When this all started, there was a pretty good amount of inventory on the ground. But as sales increase, as we think they will, there could be some shortages going forward because the plants are going to take a little while to get up to speed.
Do you think, Michelle Krebs, that April is going to be the bottom, or do you expect the drop in vehicle sales will continue, especially with the other economic conditions, including that so many Americans are now without a job?
We actually think April will be the bottom. We think this will be a historically low month, but we're already seeing signs through our shopping data on like Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader that it's bottoming out and people are actually back on shopping again and looking to buy. So I would expect in May we'll see improvement and continue that improvement through the summer.
I want to ask you one more thing because for those of us who already have a car, I was reading on Twitter from a colleague who said that she hadn't used her car in a while because, of course, so many people are working from home. And she went in to turn it on and there were rats building nests and engines. Well, I guess the auto mechanic said that he had gotten a number of calls like that recently. What's your advice to people who have cars and maybe they're not using them very much right now?
Well, my sister actually had a bird build a nest on her rear tire. So, yes, I think the advice is go out for a little spin. You don't want your battery to die, so rev it up and take a little drive. And also, if you let it sit a long time, the brakes can rust. So go for a little drive.
That is Michelle Krebs, who is executive analyst for Cox Automotive in Detroit. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.